Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Alaska's three electors cast their ballots yesterday for a U.S. president and vice president. Electoral college votes were cast around the country yesterday. It's a requirement of the U.S. Constitution. In a ceremony here in Juneau, Christy Babcock of Kenai, Kathleen Miller of Fairbanks, and Christopher Nelson of Anchorage cast and signed their ballots for the Republican nominees. Gail Funumiai is director of the State Division of Elections.
Their party's nominees, Governor Mitt Romney and Congressman Paul Ryan, received the most votes in Alaska for president and vice president on November 6.
Nationwide, Romney and Ryan received 206 electoral college votes, while President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden got 332. The State Division of Elections is under the supervision of Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell's office, who also presided over the ceremony.
So now, in accordance with the 12th Amendment to the Constitution, the electoral votes will be sealed and transmitted to the U.S. Senate President, who will read them next month before both houses of Congress, along with the electoral votes from the other 49 states and the District of Columbia.
Vice President Joe Biden is also President of the U.S. Senate. Alaska trapper driving a snow machine on a frozen creek says he was attacked by a wolf that left a 3-inch gash in his arm. 30-year-old Lance Grandgard of Tokes says he was about 30 miles off the Taylor Highway when he was attacked Thursday afternoon. He says the single black wolf sunk its canine teeth into his arm, biting through his parka and three layers of clothing. Grandgard jumped off the snow machine and managed to land on top of the wolf. The animal yelped and bucked him off. Grandgard returned to his snow machine and then escaped. State veterinarian Kimberly Beckman says the wolf behavior was odd and animals typically are wary of humans. Grandgard is receiving rabies shots as a precaution. Anchorage officials say the best options for the city's troubled port expansion project involve ripping out most of the new dock areas built and then either replacing the old dock or shoring it up. One possible fix would leave the two major cargo carriers at the port of Anchorage's old dock, which officials say is deteriorating. The city has been working for more than a decade to improve and replace the 51-year-old dock. Under a design patented by P&D Engineers Incorporated, the new dock was being built as a series of U-shaped steel cells backfilled with gravel to create new land instead of a traditional dock on piling. Major construction was halted in 2009 and 2010 after components of the new dock were damaged. Poinsettias are in bloom this week at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The plants are not being grown for their holiday beauty, though, but for science. The green, nondescript Mexican houseplants have been nurtured into colorful holiday centerpieces each fall semester for the past decade. UAF horticulture professor Miriam Carlson grew at least 200 of the plants this year with students in her Introduction to Plant Science class. The project teaches students the role that light can play in plant growth during a dark winter. The study finds that past 12 hours and 20 minutes of light, poinsettias generally don't produce red leaves. Weather forecast calls for some cloudy skies for most of the day today. Some breezy conditions for the capital city. Temperatures between the teens and mid-20s for today and tonight.